The Marching Round Table is proud to be an official media partner of Drum Corps International.
A lot of what we put into this course was really just trial and error and, you know, a decade and a half of experience with members. So we talk about a lot of tactics, a lot of tools, a lot of different options and ways that people can help improve their situation and ultimately, you know, pay for their summer of Drum Corps. And every single one of those has a person attached to it, right? There's a student that used this effectively at some point in the last 15 years. And so, you know, really, I kind of just have the honor to be able to share collective wisdom of a whole lot of people figuring out, you know, best practices for this.
Endorsed by Drum Corps International, the Do's and Don'ts of Paying for Drum Corps is a new free resource at marchingartseducation.com. This presentation includes everything you need to raise the money for your Drum Corps tuition quickly and easily. In a little over an hour, we show you how to budget smartly, ask for money successfully, or borrow money if needed. Taking the time to watch these videos will give you the tools you need to raise the money you need and have a great year of Drum Corps.
To be honest, this was the part of the activity that I always hated the most, which is why I spent so much time on it, because I wanted to find solutions so we could stop having members come to camp stressed out because they were getting behind on payments, right? And just focus on you know, putting a stick on a drum. That's really what we want everybody's focus to be.
That's Paul Richardson, who spent 15 years helping marchers learn how to raise the money for their dues for an indoor drum line. Now he brings these tools to all of us in this new free resource. If you know anyone who's marching DCI, aspiring to march in the future, or teaches students who plan to march, please tell them to go to payingfordrumcorps.com and sign up for this free presentation. Marching Arts Education, in partnership with Drum Corps International, presents the Do's and Don'ts of Paying for Drum Corps on the Marching Roundtable.
Hi there, my name is Chaz, and I'm with Bandit Enterprises, and we've been moving the music since 2002. I am a fan and have been a Patreon supporter of the Marching Roundtable podcast and the Marching Arts Education website for many years. What Tim and his team have been doing is bringing educational and entertaining content for all of us involved in the many aspects of the pageantry arts. The podcasts have featured both the legends of the activity and the fans in the stands like me. Marching Arts Education presents hours and hours of valuable content to teachers and students alike. We need to support Tim and his team so he can continue to provide us with insight and a lifeline to the activity we love so much, especially during this time when we don't have the normal access to all of our musical outlets. For just $5.99 per month, which is less than one of those fancy-ass coffees from a barista who misspells your name on the cup, you can have access to every podcast and webinar and help keep Tim creating and sharing these valuable resources. The Marching Roundtable is at the top of my podcast playlist whenever I head out on a road trip, and I am continually amazed at the prolific amount of material Tim produces. Join now and help keep the beast of the marching arts turning out a beastly amount of fun and educational content. Go to Marching Arts Education and click on membership to sign up. And remember, no matter where you go, there you are.
Sign up for a membership or sign up your entire staff at marchingartseducation.com/membership.
Hey everybody, this is Tim Hinton, the Beast of the Marching Arts. Welcome to the Marching Roundtable podcast. So happy to be talking to Paul Richardson today. Paul, how are you?
Wonderful, Tim. Glad to be here, man.
We are talking about a brand new course I'm so excited about. It's for free for anyone to take at marchingartseducation.com, the Do's and Don'ts of Paying for Drum Corps. Very excited about this. Everybody out there knows that dues for marching drum corps can be expensive, and we want to try to help marchers figure out the best way to earn that money, to have asked for that money, however they can come up with that money so they can march. And we have about an hour long course that you and I have created. Thank you so much for doing this with me.
Tim, I'm so glad that we connected and we were able to do this course. This is something that I'm super passionate about. So I'm glad that the fates aligned and got us together and gave us the chance to offer this information out to the DCI community.
Yeah, well, it's really fun at this point in my career with the Marching Roundtable and Marching Arts Education, having done it for so long and having a reach now, a lot of people are you know, finding what we're doing valuable. So what happens is people contact me quite often and say, hey, I have an idea for a podcast topic, or I would like to do this course, or I want to. So you were one of those people. But Paul, when you came to me and said, I want to help people figure out how to pay for drum corps, I immediately was like, okay, that's a great idea. You know, like sometimes people hit me these ideas and I'm like, well, I don't know about that one. But like this, I immediately knew was a great idea. So you had spent a lot of time helping people figure out how to earn their dues to march. So you want to talk about that? Why was this something that you felt like you wanted to talk about and help people with?
Sure. So just super quick background. Most of my experience here came from 15 years with a WGI group, actually, Gateway Percussion. And most of those years I was involved as executive director. And that put me in a position to be very, very close to all of the finances. In fact, that was actually my job. A part of that challenge is always trying to help members, I guess, sort out their financial situations, right? Because every year there's a huge variance in the membership. Some are in a great financial situation. Some have great parental support. And there's always a certain subset of members, and I think this is true in every organization, that just don't have that cash sitting on hand. It's a lot. Don't have a great situation to pay. And more importantly, don't actually know how to do that. These are, you know, your average DCI and WGI marcher. They're still fairly young in from a financial education standpoint. I know more and more schools are doing financial education, but a lot still don't. So it would, more than anything, I found myself essentially helping to teach financial tools to some of these members who just didn't have any, in the course of helping them come up with a plan to pay for dues to be able to march. And so, you know, that was one of a handful of bizarre skills that you pick up, you know, in the administration side of this activity.
No, I think it's awesome. You ended up being one of those people that was often giving advice and help, sitting down and saying, okay, well, here's how you can do this. And that's what this course, the do's and don'ts of paying for drum corps. Everybody just go to payingfordrumcorps.com. It'll pop right up. And there's a lot of information. So Paul, you had gained from doing that with a lot of members over the years, you had gained some skills on like really good strategies for how to budget, how to ask for money in the best way, either your family or from businesses. So you brought that expertise to the table.
Yeah. A lot of what we put into this course was really just trial and error and, you know, a decade and a half of experience with members. So we talk about a lot of tactics, a lot of tools, a lot of different options and ways that people can help improve their situation and ultimately, you know, pay for their summer of drum corps. And every single one of those has a person attached to it, right? There's a student that used this effectively at some point in the last 15 years. And so, you know, really, I kind of just have the honor to be able to share collective wisdom of a whole lot of people figuring out, you know, best practices for this.
No, I think that's fantastic. And the thing I love about it is we're not sharing anything that we think is going to work. We're sharing stuff that we know works. So we're asking people to watch this presentation. It takes about an hour. Like I said, it's right there at marchingartseducation.com. If you go to the main page, you can see it, or just go to Paying for Drum Corps. It'll come right up. And yeah, it's tried and true methods. I mean, we're giving you a spreadsheet of budgeting. We're giving you a sample letter to share with the business. We're giving you tools that you can use. And this, I got to tell you, I think we're talking not only to the prospective marchers or marchers who are in the DCI right now, we're also talking to the educators, because a lot of high school band directors out there have seniors that are going off to march finally as they graduate, or they are work with college kids and the college students are trying to figure out how to work this into their budget. They need a method. They need a plan, right? And that's kind of the first thing we talk about is, you know, you need a plan.
Yeah, that's you said it all, Sam. I think we're good. That's exactly it. These tools can be used. Again, my experience came from WGI. It's the same skill sets for DCI, right? And it's the same skill sets. Honestly, it goes even farther, right? There's a lot of activities in arts, even sports, things that there's an age limit and they're expensive. And, you know, and those are always the toughest things. That was, to be honest, this was the part of the activity that I always hated the most, which is why I spent so much time on it, because I wanted to find solutions so we could stop having members come to camp stressed out because they were getting behind on payments, right? And just focus on you know, putting a stick on a drum. That's really what we want everybody's focus to be. So yeah, that's kind of the hope. It's very focused for DCI. It's applicable to a bunch of situations, and you know, it's something that is just I've had trouble finding this information, Tim, which is why I reached out. And I originally reached out to say, hey, I can't find anything in this space. I'm looking for an area to serve the community. Are you seeing from your vantage point, are you seeing things that I'm not? And you know, that I'm so glad I did, because that's how we ended up here.
Well, right. And of course, a lot of drum corps or WGI groups, they help their members and they have things that they do to help them. But we sort of thought, okay, but there, we know there are a lot of people that maybe don't have this, or here's more ideas. Like if I'm thinking, okay, I have this giant task. I'm about to head into my next, you know, we're starting the school year. We're about to all start the whole DCI process with auditions and everything. And I'm thinking, okay, I have to figure out how to add this to my whole yearly plan to come up with this money. It's very daunting. And a lot of people really don't know. You know, our society, as we talk about in the beginning of the course, our society doesn't do a good job of sort of talking about money or giving these skills to people. So we were going to try to do that. So there's four main sections to this. I just thought I'd lay out for everybody. The first one is sort of the mindset or perspective around money. Then there's a section about budgeting and planning. A section about how to ask, which is like the real nuts and bolts tools of how to actually go about asking your family or businesses to support you. And then there's a section on how to borrow. Of course, we hope people don't have to use that part. But if you do end up needing a loan, or you're even, gosh, God forbid, credit cards or whatever, we talk about how that all works, just to empower everybody. So let's talk very briefly about each of these sections. Why did you want to include something at the very beginning about the mindset, about how you think about money?
So as I was working with students, that was kind of the first barrier that we had to get past, right? Because honestly, usually the hardest conversation was always the first one, because there's a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of kind of social pressure to have these things figured out, right? Even though no one's ever prepared you and told you how to do this very difficult thing, because coming up with, you know, thousands of dollars at age 19 to go march a drum corps, like, that's a difficult thing. You haven't built the skills, you don't have the relationships, you don't have, you know, a decade of earning potential behind you where you've been able to get raises, and like, you don't have any of that, and you've got to come up with this money. That's a really difficult thing to do. It's, and for a lot of students, that's just as difficult as like your audition for the Corps. And there's this kind of weird social expectation that, you just you know, pay $4,000 and you're good to go. No, like, let's back up a second. And if you like, if that thought terrifies you, like it does the majority of people marching, then you're totally normal. And so I thought the course wouldn't be complete if we didn't start right there, because a lot of this work, the actual work, it takes time. It is labor. Asking people for money is not always comfortable, but it's way, way harder if you don't take a second and pause and acknowledge, like, this is hard stuff. And, you know, I probably have some fear, some emotional baggage around this, right? And just ignoring that and trying to plow through usually ends up biting you in the butt, because this is a long-term play, right? This isn't something you're going to go out and solve in an afternoon typically. I hope that's not true. I hope you are able to go solve your dues in an afternoon. That's amazing, by the way.
But you're right.
But that's not true for most.
Yeah, for most people, it's a whole process. And the thing I also love about this is that everything we talk about in this hour-long presentation is really – like, applicable to your whole life and the way you think about money in general. Yeah. So I could tell you, like, if you're just somebody that's trying to figure out how to budget better or do better with your own money, I would say watch this. It's free. It takes less than an hour. And you can just watch the parts, you know, if you're not even a DCI marcher, just watch the parts that have to do with you. Like the second section about budgeting and planning. Like, it's so important to figure out, okay, let me sit down, figure out exactly where I am with my income, my outcomes. I'll figure all that out and then figure out, what am I going to do? The idea of budgeting, who teaches people how to budget with their money? Most people don't have those skills.
Yeah, and thankfully, like I've mentioned, more and more schools are teaching some basic budgeting and those kind of things. But man, it's still not the norm at all, right? So if you've done budgeting before, if you've done some of those courses, this will be a nice refresher for you. If you've never done it before, fantastic. We've got some tools. We talk about some free tools out there. And Tim, to your point, there's never a time in your life where budgeting isn't going to be applicable, right?
Yeah.
I say that maybe well down the road in retirement, but honestly, in retirement, that's a fixed income. You still need to watch what you spend. So yeah, if you aren't someone who's budgeting right now, I highly recommend you find a way to get to a basic budget. And if you don't have another place to start, man, this section right here would be fantastic.
Right. So we start talking about these prospective marchers. We're going to help set them up so they can pay for their drum corps, or really, like I said, anybody that's marching, any marching activity can benefit from this information. We talk about the mindset around it. Then we talk about budgeting and planning. Then we get into the sort of the fun part, the real meat of it, which is the how do you ask? And this is very carefully laid out, everybody. This is not just a bunch of ideas. This is very carefully plotted out. Here's what you should do first. Here's what you should do second. Here's how you talk to your family. Here's how you take care of them. Here's how you network. You know, at one point you're even talking about, here's how to leverage your Aunt Sally's quilting club and get them to support you. Like we give these very, you know, specific strategies. Here's how you ask, you know, here's what you should do. Here's how you go to a business. Here's how you approach the business. Here's how you have that meeting. Here's what you say here. You know, we take them through the whole thing. And I can tell you, if you watch this hour, then you will be empowered to know, okay, now I know how to do this in a really appropriate way. Paul, our goal is for them to be able to go out there, use these strategies, ask for money, get people to support them, get people excited about helping them, you know, get everything out of drum corps that we know they can get out of it, and then go into the season just having a good time.
The goal here is not to turn everybody who marches DCI into financial expert. That's not the goal. Cool if you gain some basic skills there. That's fantastic. They'll help you later in life, just like a lot of the other skills you're going to learn in a summer of drum corps. The goal here is, let's take a situation that is potentially a little stressful that everybody has to deal with. Let's find the most efficient path for you to spend the least amount of time getting this figured out. That way you can spend the most amount of time setting yourself up for a great summer.
Right. And as we said, this is all being offered for free for anyone. So if you know a DCI marcher, if you know anybody that works with DCI groups, please let them know. Go to payingfordrumcorps.com and they can find this course. It takes a little bit of over an hour. The final section, how to borrow. And you brought in an expert for this.
When it comes to lending gets really technical really fast. So I wanted to bring somebody in who's got some experience there. Thankfully, have a good friend that spent, 8 or 9 years actually lending at a bank, who also marched drum corps and kind of knows this world, has taught a lot. So, my good friend, Evan Guerra, thank you, Evan, if you're out there. Thanks for stepping up and helping us with this, man. I guess before we go any further, let's just say borrowing's last resort. Like we talk about, even if you have to go all the way down to the very last resort of a credit card, to be honest, in a perfect world, nobody uses this section because you've been so successful asking and budgeting and doing all of the other things, right? So I'm glad we were able to bring in somebody to go deep there. But the hope is that you don't need this section very much. If you do, it's there. And Tim, I like the way that we kind of broke it up into different kinds of lending that are out there, right? Some stuff on student loans, some stuff on kind of private bank loans, that kind of stuff. So, yeah. Again, the goal there is, if you need that tool set, we're going to try and tell you ways to borrow as responsibly as possible.
Well, and you know, when I was talking to one of the early DCI marcher that had taken the course, and her comment was, you know, I haven't had to borrow, but I found this part about borrowing really helpful and interesting, because she said there were things I didn't know about how bank loans worked and how credit card works that she just thought was helpful for her just to know, which I think is true. I think everybody needs to know the basics, and a lot of people may not. So I would recommend everybody just watch through that part, and you'll get some more information. Then at the end, we're going to give everybody that's watched this whole presentation, we have a special offer for some real discounted and free stuff we're giving away. So hopefully everybody will watch all the way to the very end. Paul, I think this, like I've been saying, this whole sort of time that we're in, I'm constantly looking for the helpers. You know, I've spent a lot of time, it makes me feel good, just like Mr. Rogers said, in the middle of any crisis, look for the helpers. This really helps me. And I look, you know, who's out there really doing stuff that's making a difference, that's making the world a better place? I want to thank you for being one of the helpers. Like you came to me and said, I think we can help a lot of people with this very stressful component of something that we all love so much. And I think we've done it. And I think if anybody is thinking about marching and they're thinking about having to raise that money, if they'll take the hour, here's the thing, everybody, just say, okay, I'm going to take an hour. And by taking that hour and watching through these videos, then I'm going to have a plan. And you're going to save a lot of time later because you have a plan and you work the things that you really know are going to work for you. Paul, you've done a great job of sort of laying it out very methodically. This is, which is what you should do first. Here's how you approach your family. Here's how you approach a business in the appropriate way. Here's how you, and you know, if at the end of it, if you need to start on social media, GoFundMe, we talk about that, but that's never the place to start, everybody. So I really hope that you'll watch through this. Paul, again, thanks for being one of the helpers.
Watson, thank you for those kind words. This was a passion project for me, and you know, I got a lot of, again, that administrative experience, and I've been looking for the last couple of years for a way to give back to the community that has provided my life with so much fullness, richness, right?
Sure.
Not just financially richness, by the way. There's not a lot of that in my life at the moment, but but yeah, and so you know, again, just really, really thrilled, and my earnest hope is that exactly like you said, that we help make a stressful thing easier so we can clear roadblocks and have more and more people change their lives for the better the way that you and I did through our Drum Corps experience.
Yeah, and if nothing else, everybody, we maybe won't all be bombarded with those GoFundMe out the wazoo. Like, we're telling everybody there's way, way better ways to do this than that actually will be more productive, really. So if you know a marcher and they're starting to head into this next season and they need to come up with some funds, let them know. Go to payingfordrumcorps.com. Paul Richardson is here along with me, Tim, the Beast of the March and Arts. We're putting this thing together to try to help everybody out. I'm excited. I'm hoping that the literally thousands of DCR marchers will watch this, will find it helpful. It's here for free for anyone. And then hopefully the Drum Corps will be happy because their members will have an easier time coming up with the money, pay their dues more easily. We're hoping we help everybody in the activity.
Everybody wins, right? If we're all a little bit smarter and more strategic about bringing money from outside of the Drum Corps world into the Drum Corps world through donations, through other ways, really everybody wins. The Drum Corps win, DCI wins, the fans win, the members win. So that's really the vision here.
So concrete strategies, everybody. The do's and don'ts of Paying for Drum Corps. Go to payingfordrumcorps.com. Takes about an hour. You can watch it in your spare time. You can watch a little bit along. You don't have to watch it all at one time. There's a special offer at the end that we're very excited about from Marching Arts Education. Paul, man, I think you're great. I've had a really good time working on this with you. I'm looking forward to seeing the impact this can make. So thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Please help us get the word out. If you know anyone who's marching DCI, aspiring to march in the future, or who teaches students who plan to march, please tell them to go to payingfordrumcorps.com and sign up for this free presentation. Marching Arts Education would like to thank Drum Corps International for partnering with us and endorsing this new resource for the DCI community. We also hope you'll support us by signing up for a membership at marchingartseducation.com. This will help us continue to bring great resources like Paying for Drum Corps, plus weekly podcasts and webinars. Thanks so much for your support, and thanks for listening.
If you're a business that works with band directors, marching bands, color guards, or drum lines, you should sponsor podcasts at the Marching Roundtable. Our listeners are the exact audience you're trying to reach, and with thousands of podcast downloads each month, it's a great way to directly reach your target audience. For more information, click on the sponsorship opportunities link at marchingroundtable.com or email Tim at tim@marchingroundtable.com. You can grow your business and help support what we're doing here on the podcast.